Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steve and 10 in the morning now, 8:49 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Man's body recovered from Lake Afton after he went missing while swimming.
Two.
Gasoline prices up 6 cents over the past 2 weeks nationwide to $2.22 a gallon.
One.
Several states putting reopening plans on hold after spikes in COVID-19 cases. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area still unstable, but they are settling towards the low end. Lowest I've seen this morning, $1.87 a gallon. I saw that 47th Street South and Hydraulic. A very common price out there, $1.88 a gallon, but I'm still seeing stations as high as $1.95 or so. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Partly sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 92 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 74. Tuesday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 101 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. We have a south wind gusting to 30 miles per hour and 76 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted poll question today on our webpage, knssradio.com. Should statues of Confederate soldiers remain on public display? Just tear them down, 3% agree with that. Move them to museums where they can be displayed with educational historical context, 17%. Yes, they should stay where they are, 80%. Stephen Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. So the result's pretty emphatic for now, Ted.
From our web responders, yes.
Yes, our web responders. Wall Street capped off a choppy week with a sell-off Friday. The S&P 500 had dropped 75 points, wiping out all of its gains from a Thursday rally and erasing its gains for the month. Even so, the benchmark index is still on pace for its best quarter since 1998. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had its worst day in 2 weeks, losing 730 points. And the NASDAQ, which hit an all-time high earlier last week, had dropped 260 points.
So. The Dow's up 0.5% this morning.
It's doing pretty well this morning, huh? Okay, yeah, I see that. About 122 points, something like that. Okay. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And just a quick note that my daughter and her family went to the drive-in movie theater.
Hey!
To see Garth Brooks.
Yeah, you were invited. Apparently you didn't go.
I was invited. I did not go. I can't stay up late, even on a weekend. Anyway, they took the girls, their twins, and they went to the thing. They really enjoyed it.
Did they all have fun?
They did. Had a good time, and a lot of people out there to see Garth Brooks.
I bet there was.
At the drive-in movie theater. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A new name and location for a local company. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Property Management Partners rebranding with a new name and a new location. The company was founded by Noah Swank and Joey Copper in 2016, now known as the SNC Group. Swank says the move will realign the company's four divisions: investment real estate, residential real estate, construction services, and property management under one title. The company has 22 employees, relocated in February to a bigger office at 251 South Whittier, just west of Town East Square. UBS Financial moved to a new location at the waterfront earlier this year. Buff Farrow had to decide what to do next with the 10,800-square-foot building they left behind. Farrow and his brother Jeff built the row of buildings just west of Town East Square in late 80s and 90s. Farrow's now putting final touches on a remodel at 121 South Whittier, and that'll become a co-working space. Will anything happen at the Wichita Windsurge's Riverfront Stadium this year? While Major League Baseball appears to be ready for a shortened season, the minor leagues probably aren't going to play this year. Windsurge managing general partner Lou Schweckheimer says there's no news yet about minor league baseball, but there are weekly talks with local government and health officials about the future of events at the ballpark. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Celebrating National Camera Day, the invention of the camera. Remember you've probably seen all the pictures from the Civil War. What was that guy's name?
Right.
Brady?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Matthew Brady.
Matthew Brady, and kind of put the photography on the map. But, you know, I mean, it's kind of a past deal now because you don't need a camera. You can take real good pictures with your cell phone, right?
Incredible pictures with your phone, yeah.
Yeah, do all kinds of things.
And videos, too.
Videos, make a movie if you want to. So, but I don't know if you guys ever had a camera when you were young. When I was about 12, I think, came up with about $5 and bought myself a little Kodak Instamatic. And went out with one of my friends and took a bunch of action photos of us playing baseball and whatnot.
Nice.
Really not very good, but I took about, 10 or 12 shots. And then I said, what do I do with this now, Mom? Well, you got to go get the film developed.
Yeah, you got to do that process.
I don't have any money.
Yep.
It was kind of stuck there.
Did it have the flash bulb on top that rotated
every
time?
That little square cube of a flash bulb. Could use those on there. So, Ted, did you have a camera when you were growing up?
Oh, sure. The family did.
The family.
But I never personally had a camera.
Ooh, okay. Well, how about you, Bill?
Oh, yeah, I had one of those Instagram. I wanted to say it wasn't a 110, but it was a little bit larger than that.
Ooh.
And older than that. And had one of those flash cubes on it.
All right. Well,
my uncle gave it out to me out in California. Took some really good pictures.
All right. That. Very good.
Well, so yeah, with those old flash cubes, but then you get the pictures back, and everybody's got those red or green eyes.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
National Camera Day. All right. Thanks, guys. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck program this morning. Vonnie Bachman is going to be there, Dean of Theology, African Christian University. He's going to be their guest this morning. After spikes in the COVID-19 cases, several states putting reopening on hold. That news coming up at 9 o'clock. Stay with us. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.